Continuing the Avat Chesed, the final paragraph of the seventh chapter. There's one more thing where one should invest his thought with regards to someone who's poor, and it's something major. When a person is fighting to make ends meet, they don't have the strength at the end of the day to encourage their children and ensure that their children are getting a proper education. Very often, because people are working so hard to make ends meet, their children fall by the wayside, they don't get a proper Torah education. And a person can end the day without any strength or time to learn with his own children. And his children go and they weather, and those children can remain completely ignorant. And some of them don't stay status quo, but because they have no connection with their parents and they don't have any knowledge, so they end up going down a bad path. That's why it's a tremendous mitzvah to educate them and get them into school. And that's what we have today, the ability to help people with funding of their schools. Many schools will allow you to pay a little extra and you cover tuition costs for another child. There are many children around the world that don't get a Jewish education because their parents can't afford it. There are children who go to public school, and there's only one reason: for lack of funds. So that, says the Chafetz Chaim, when we speak about giving thought to the needs of the poor, this is a tremendous area that people need assistance in. And you should know that children like this have tremendous potential. It's very common that these kids succeed tremendously, as much as their parents were down and out financially. We learned this Gemara in Tractate Nedarim. It said, be most careful with regards to the sons of the poor. Very often people disregard them. And Chazal warned us that they are the future of the Jewish people. Torah will ultimately come from them. And whoever has the merit to deal in this, to help the children get a Jewish education, their merit is tremendous, as the Talmud tells us in Tractate Bava Metzia. Whoever teaches the children of someone who's ignorant Torah, afilo HaKadosh Baruch Hu gozer gzeira, even if God makes a decree in heaven, mevatla bishvilo, and this person's merit, God will undo it. This person carries a weight in heaven. V'od yesh arba inyanim kayotze b'zeh shetzirich laskil odotav, and there are many areas to think, when we say think about the poor. Achanochi lekatzer bati, but I want to keep it short, says the Chafetz Chaim. Kim kolelu adrim shekatavnu yuchal hamaskil lakesh liyeter hapratim. I gave you the general guidelines, and from this you can infer how to apply it in other areas. Uvizchut zeh malteo Hashem yitbarach biyom ra'a, kmo shamar katuv. And in this merit, God will save a person in the merit that he invests thought in helping the poor. And that's the conclusion of this verse. It says, Ashrei maskil el dal, praised is he who invests thought in helping the poor. Biyom ra'a yimaleteo Hashem. When a bad day comes, he will get a special escape from God because he's invested thought in how to help the poor. So that's the concluding remarks of the Chafetz Chaim in this chapter, to think about the kids' education. If you want to help someone poor, think about their children's education. And I want to add one more point, which you guys can take to heart as you evolve from Machon Meir. Very often, there are children who don't have a normal home. There are children who, their parents are at odds with one another, they have medical issues. There can be all kinds of scenarios. We live in a generation with over 50% divorce rate. So there are children who have difficulty. You'll have children in your community that don't have someone to take them to shul Shabbos morning. So this is where you guys can make a huge difference in someone's life. When you decide to adopt a kid, and it's easier than having your own kid, invite a child for a Shabbos meal. Invite a child to go learn in a Beis Medrash in the afternoon. I've already mentioned here that you can volunteer in the neighborhood. There are different organizations where you could teach children how to read. There are children whose fathers are drunks. They have alcohol issues. And the children don't get the education they need. And then they struggle in school. And then they have no one to help them. And sometimes making a difference in this child's life can change his whole life. So this is an area when we say thinking about how to help the poor, Very often the help you can give is in opening your home and inviting someone there and giving them that stability.